All right, we welcome you to the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Mike Quick, former All-Pro wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, currently radio analyst along with Merrill Reese. Listen to him on Monday night. Opening game, Monday Night Football, great stage. Do you get fired up for Monday Night Football, Mike?
What?
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, well, you know, I get excited about all these games, but, you know, it's a fresh new season. It's Monday Night Football. The preseason's over. It's for real. This is great stuff. I mean, I love this time of year.
Doesn't 2012 seem like a million years ago?
That was a long time ago. You know, it's been, to me, a long off season, but I think a very, very productive off season. And you know, we'll start to see the fruits of it all on Monday night.
Do you feel like you know what this team's all about?
Somewhat, but I just don't know how far this team is going to go. Watching what they've done this summer, it gives you a lot of excitement, a lot of optimism, because you see where this team could possibly go.
Yeah, and the way it happened in the summer, Mike, so unconventional.
Yeah.
We kind of sit there and watch and say, well, boy, they don't hit. That's a whole lot different. Look how fast them. And then you see how it all comes together in games. And that's the exciting thing.
Well, and times are changing. So the way you do things should change. And that's what's happening. It's not the way that, you know, we conventionalists saw the game. It's gone in a different way. And I think it's going in a good way. I like the up-tempo. I like the speed of the game that's starting to take place in the National Football League. All of these things, I think, are good.
So the Washington Redskins have been sitting there for months and months and months, hearing about the up-tempo, preparing for the up-tempo.
Yeah.
Now it comes down to game time. Will they really be ready to defend an offense that is going to be rush, rush, rush to the line of scrimmage?
Well, I think the Redskins have their version of the way they run up-tempo, and they'll prepare for it this week. And most teams, they're going to prepare for it the week that they play against this team. The difference is, this team, they do it every day. They work at it every day. They prepare for it every day. So, to me, that's going to be the difference in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter, the fact that this is what they do. This is how they operate every single day.
Mike, this all comes down to the quarterback in a lot of cases.
Yes.
Michael Vick going to be asked to do a lot of things differently than he's done in the past.
Yep.
Can you teach a veteran new ways on the field?
Well, it's football still. It's not so many new ways. And I think the system really lends to the skill set of Michael Vick. You know, there's a lot of misdirection going on where you'll get the team, the defense going one way, and you get the numbers that you want going back the other way. You get the situation that you want going back the other way. There's a lot of movement for Michael Vick. There's a possibility of many options on almost every play. So when you have all these options, when you make it simple so that it's easy to read, And you just have to be able to count the numbers. The numbers on the right side of the center, numbers on the left side of the center, they make a difference in where you're going to go with the football. To me, it's simplistic but genius at the same time, the way this offense is set to run.
And yet, we talk about it being simple. It seems to me that the way the roster's configured, there could be some complexities with some of the personnel packages. We could see some heavy tight end packages. We could see some wide receivers in places that we haven't seen them before.
You're going to see some formations that you've never seen before, because that's what this offense will bring you. Lots of different personnel groupings, lots of different formations. You know, I don't think you ever saw a double stack around here where you've got – and sometimes in the double stack, it's not just wide receivers. Mm-hmm. It could be tight ends. It could be running backs. So you're going to see a variety of things that teams haven't seen that they'll have to prepare for. And you know, when you're going through your week of preparing for this team, there's so many elements that you have to prepare for. You're going to leave some things out because that's just the nature of it.
Yeah, Mike, when you look at the defense here, it's RG3 and the running game against Bill Davis's group. And it's been up and down in the preseason. We haven't seen a lot of what Bill wants to do. Your expectations for week one?
Well, you know, I think the Redskins are a dynamic offense. You know, it's a zone stretch team, and they're very good at that. They've got a very good offensive line. So that, to me, is the big job, the job that Billy Davis has to make sure that his guys, his defense, are in the right place. And for the defense, they have to be good tacklers, because it's a very good set of running backs that they have down there. They have to be very good at tackling the football.
What do you do with this guy? If you're a defensive player, what do you do when you see number 10 on the field?
I think you try and keep him inside the tackles. When he starts to get outside, I think that's when he's most dangerous. But, you know, if they're going to run the read option with him, I think you got to hit him. I think you got to take as many shots on RG3 as you possibly can. As a defensive guy, on that side of the ball, you want to hit this guy. You want to. He's just coming back off of his surgery, off of his injury, hasn't played at full speed, and I think that may be a problem for him early in the football game.
3 games in 11 days to open the season. I think that's a pretty fair test early in the year. And I think by that time we'll know a lot about it.
That's just not fair.
Yeah,
no.
I know.
3 games in 11
But if you're doing it, do it early in the season,
or
right?
12 days. Yeah, if you're going to do it now. Get it over with. But I just think it's very difficult to put that on any football team.
Well, hey, you know what? Chip Kelly likes to move fast. He likes to play his games fast. He's got a schedule. Get the schedule out of the way fast. Why not?
Well, it's you need recovery time, and that's a big thing. You know, they bought in the whole science aspect to this football club, and guys are realizing the importance of the recovery time, and it's very important. Your body goes through a lot during the course of the week, and particularly during the course of a football game with all the collisions that you endure. So you really need that recovery time, and having 3 games in a span of 12 days doesn't give you the time to recover.
Well, game one on Monday night. Make sure you watch it on ESPN. Turn the sound down. I know you do already.
Good idea.
And listen to Merrill and Mike. Mike, another great season. Have a fun one, man.
Let's do it.
Thanks for joining us in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.